Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please permit me to spend a couple of minutes of your time telling you what's new in the inner sanctum of my personal website, jpierce.co, jpearce.co. So every week I post three new podcasts, 15-minute or so podcasts, so 45 minutes or so of new original content every week. As well as an essay, The Lady Dell Diary, which basically just keeps people up to date with what I'm up to. Well, I haven't written that yet, so I can't tell you much about what I'm going to write in that because I haven't really thought about it, truth be told. That's on my agenda for this afternoon. But I have just finished recording the three podcasts, so I thought I'd give you the scoop on what's newly posted this week. So in the Home Is Where the Hearth Is podcast, where I wax, hopefully lyrical and eloquent on whatever I fancy, we are currently doing a little mini series on resurrection and literature. And I've the focus of this week's podcast has been the Anglo-Saxon poem, The Dream of the Rood. So that's the dream of the cross. Might seem paradoxical that we talk about the cross in the light of the resurrection, but of course, we Christians, we talk about the cross in the light of the resurrection, and so does the poet, who may well have been a monk. And the poet basically talks about the cross suffering with Christ in this mystical vision that the poet has. He's also, of course, receives the wounds, the nails. Splintering its flesh, so to speak, and the cross is also buried. But the point of the poem is that St. Helen comes along and discovers the true cross, and the cross, like its Lord and Creator, is resurrected from the dead and becomes a holy relic. And is girt with gold and silver, and that was made beautiful in its resurrected flesh. And then we went from there to Dante's Divine Comedy and how that again that the descent into hell on Good Friday is the necessary prerequisite, shall we say, for the ascent into heaven via Mount Purgatory, which begins the ascent begins so the descent begins on Good Friday, and the ascent into heaven via Mount Purgatory begins on Easter Sunday morning. So again, death, so resurrection and literature in the Divine Comedy. And then we finished our discussion. We moved from that to another dark work, and paradoxically not one you might think we would including in a series on resurrection and literature, and that's that dark play Hamlet. But as I explain, it's we do it again, as with Dante, we find ourselves thinking of death in the long graveyard scene. But there's a sense of resurrection at the end. I won't say much more about that because you can listen to the podcast and find out for yourself. And then the third podcast is the Poem of the Week podcast. Sorry, the second podcast is the Poem of the Week podcast. And this week, often I might read five, six, or seven shorter poems in our allotted 15 minutes or so. But we're going through an anthology of poetry, the Oxford Anthology. This week we got to one of my favourites. That's Thomas Gray's Elegy Written in the Country Churchyard. And that's quite a longer poem, so I spoke about it a bit, both before and after, but basically the reading of it took the whole podcast time. So only one poem this week, but it's a great one, and again connected, if you like, with the graveyard scene in Hamlet, the musings on Elegy Written in a Country Churchyard by Thomas Gray. The third podcast I recorded this week is the Revisiting Old Favorites, where we go through old books and journals to which I've contributed something. This week and last week and next week, for that matter, we will be going through the entries I've written for the J.R.R. Tolkien Encyclopedia. So last week I read the entries I wrote on what was it? I shouldn't talk about things I can't remember. I think was it Christianity and Church of England, I think, last week. This week, I read the entries that I wrote on, my mind is going, on heaven, certainly heaven, and I can't remember what the other one was. I only recorded it a few minutes ago. That's really annoying. But anyway, the two of the entries I wrote, incarnation was the other one. Yes, so my entries on heaven and incarnation in the J.R.R. Tolkien Encyclopedia. So that's what's new in the Inner Sanctum this week, newly posted. Please do consider supporting me, my family, and my work, my apostolate, by becoming a member of the Inner Sanctum. Thanks so much for your time. Goodbye and God bless.